You turn to your Bibles again, please, to Acts chapter 9, as we meditate upon this very, very familiar story of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. I don't propose to bring anything new to you. It's all familiar to you, I hope. But it's quite a remarkable story. Saul of Tarsus, and the question is, what is a Christian? What is a Christian? That's a good question. I think a better question is, how do you become a Christian? How do you become a Christian? I think we have the answer here in this man's conversion. He's a pattern. What happened to him happens to us as a Christian. I don't mean his experience on the road to Damascus. That was unique to Paul. But there are certain aspects of his conversion which is familiar and should be the experience of every Christian, every man, woman, boy and girl who's born again. This should be their experience, what he experienced. He says in Timothy, he says, I am a pattern. In 1 Timothy 1, 12 to 16, we read these words. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord Jesus was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. He's a pattern. And he has the authority of Scripture to declare that he is a pattern. There are certain things in his life which we should have experienced as Christians. Children, as you know, this man was not a good man, was he? He was pretty bad. He was an evil man. I go as far as saying that. He was extremely evil. He was a Pharisee. Man who believed in the law of God, and he falsely believed that he was doing God's work in persecuting the church of Jesus Christ. And he was a man, we're told, who went out breathing out threatenings and slaughter. He was determined to slaughter Christians. Now, if you look at the Greek for that word slaughter, it means murder. This man didn't only want to put Christians in prison, he wanted to murder Christians. And he did that. And you know, he took delight in doing that. He delighted. It was like breathing. That was his life. As we breathe to live, don't we? And he lived to kill Christians. This man was an evil man, and it didn't matter who it was and who they were, men and women, we're told. Luke likes to bring that emphasis, men and women. You read through the book of Acts, men and women. He sought men and women in the synagogues, those who called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wanted to eradicate them. He wanted to blot them off the face of this earth. He wanted to crush the church of Jesus Christ. He says he was injurious. That's a funny word, isn't it? It's a word that means that he took delight. He delighted in crushing the church of Jesus Christ. This was his life. This is what motivated him. The word is even deeper than that. He took pleasure. He took pleasure in destroying the church of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine such a man? Can you imagine such a motivation that this man had? He was evil. He says there in Timothy, I am the chief of sinners. That's a big statement. I am the chief of sinners. And that's recorded in the Word of God, the inspired Word of God. I am the chief of sinners because I persecuted and destroyed the church of Jesus Christ.